AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. HSBC closes at 98.8% of its yearly range as diversified bank breadth turns almost unanimous. The ADR added 2.8% for the week and sits just 0.5% below its 52-week high. But participation remains below average, and valuation distance is no longer subtle. Research brief. HSBC Holdings PLC ADR finished the week at $103.40, up 2.8%, with a 10.3% 4-week gain and a 13.1% 12-week advance. The trend signal remains active after a 136-week streak. Activity pressure is positive, and relative strength is constructive. But volume at 0.9x the 13-week average leaves the latest move only partly confirmed. Key points. 1. HSBC closed at $103.40, placing it at 98.8% of its 52-week range and only 0.5% below the $103.90 yearly high. 2. The ADR is 17.4% above its weekly trend line at $88.04 and 92.5% above ShareMaestro fair value at $53.71, showing strong demand but also a stretched valuation gap. 3. U.S. banks' diversified context is supportive, with 94.4% trend breadth, 100% positive market dynamics breadth, and 94.4% positive relative strength breadth. 4. Volume was 6.7 million shares, below the 13-week average of 7.4 million and the 52-week average of 8.5 million, so participation has not matched the price strength. 5. Risk is balanced rather than absent. 36 positive weeks versus 16 negative weeks over the past year, recent volatility at 2.2%, and 19 reversal markers in the recent smart money tape. Price action presses against the high. HSBC's ADR added 2.8% in the week ended 24th of July, closing at $103.40 and nearly matching its 52-week high of $103.90. The move builds on a 10.3% 4-week gain, a 13.1% 12-week advance, and a 67.2% 1-year return, keeping the weekly tape constructive and the stock in the upper 1.2% of its yearly range. The distance from core reference levels is now material. Price is 17.4% above the ShareMaestro weekly trend line at $88.04 and 92.5% above fair value at $53.71. That premium confirms sustained demand for the ADR. But it also makes the next phase more sensitive to any loss of momentum or failure to hold near the high watermark. Sector and industry context remain supportive. The backdrop is stronger inside diversified banks than across broader financial services. HSBC outperforms the U.S. financial services average for the week, with the sector roughly flat, and also beat the U.S. bank's diversified average gain of 0.7%. HSBC's 10.3% return is well ahead of the industry's 4.9% average, though its 13.1% 12-week gain trails the group's 14.9% pace. Breadth in the industry is unusually broad. 94.4% of U.S. banks' diversified names have active weekly trend signals, 100% show positive market dynamics, and 94.4% carry positive relative strength. HSBC ranks third in the 18-stock industry group on 4-week return, behind Mitsubishi UFJ and BNY, and remains ahead of JP Morgan on that horizon. Signal state is positive, with a confirmation caveat. ShareMaestro's trend backdrop is active, supported by a 136-week active streak and 52 active weeks out of the past 52. Market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 1.21, while relative strength reads 21.94. The next week expectancy state is also positive, at 63.26%. consistent with a constructive setup rather than an exhausted one. The caveat is volume. The latest week traded 6.7 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average and 0.8x the 52-week average. That does not negate the price action, but it leaves the advance short of strong volume confirmation, especially with the ADR now pressing near a 52-week high. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile is not overheated on volatility alone. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.2%, below the 52-week baseline of 3.5%, and the 1-year up-down split is favorable at 36 positive weeks versus 16 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have gained 3.0%, while average negative weeks have lost 3.3%. A reminder that pullbacks have carried slightly sharper magnitude than advances. The main watch points are whether HSBC can hold the area near $103 to $104, whether volume rises above ordinary participation, and whether activity pressure continues to confirm the move. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would give the next price move stronger institutional evidence, while a retreat toward the $88.04 trendline would shift attention from continuation to regime defense. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.